We're talking this morning about a revolutionary test for pancreatic cancer, a very deadly disease, that has taken the medical community by surprise by being much faster and far cheaper than any test we'd seen before. The inventor of that test, Jack Andreka, joins us from his home in Maryland. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Noelle.
Jack, how old are you?
I'm only 15 years old.
You are only 15 years old. You're a high school student from Maryland, that's right?
Yes.
All right. You invented a test for pancreatic cancer that doctors and scientists say is much, much faster and much, much cheaper than anything we'd seen to this point. How did you become interested in the age of 15 in cancer research?
Well, actually, I got interested in pancreatic cancer specifically because my family has been impacted by it a lot, and we know some people that have died due to it, including a close family friend. And so I got really interested in the early detection of pancreatic cancer. And what I found is that 85% of all pancreatic cancers are diagnosed late. They've spread once they've been diagnosed. And this gives a patient less than a 2% chance of survival.
Wow. Your test won the $75,000 prize at the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair. It's a very prestigious prize. Tell me a little bit about how it works. How do you detect the cancer early?
So basically what you have is you have this paper strip, and I layered on single-walled carbon nanotubes, which are these really long, thin pipes of carbon. Mm-hmm. They're only an atom thick, and their diameter is 1/50,000th the diameter of your hair.
Wow.
So they also have these really, really cool properties. I mean, they're like the superheroes of material science. And then what I had is I had these things called antibodies, these lock and key molecules, you can think of them as. They attach only to one specific protein. In this case, it was this cancer biomarker for pancreatic, ovarian, and lung cancer. And so I was layering a network of these onto this paper sensor such that when you put a blood sample on containing this cancer biomarker, it would change its electrical properties based on how much of that protein is in there. And then you can quantify that amount and then say if someone has cancer or not.
I understand you actually had to go through a little bit of a hassle to get access to a science lab so that you could make this test. I guess it's not the kind of thing you can make in the family kitchen. Tell me a little bit about how you connected with scientists so that you could get this done.
So I first came up with the idea, and they wrote out a procedure, a budget, a timeline, and
wow,
a materials list. And I contacted about 200 professors at Johns Hopkins University and the National Institutes of Health. And over the course of a month, I got about 199 rejections and one acceptance. So then I went through this really long interview process, and I finally got into the lab.
Is your test currently being used, or is it still in development?
It's still in development. For example, well, it's patent pending, but it has to go through clinical trials, and it has to be mass manufactured.
So when you're not inventing brilliant, genius cancer testing, what do you do with your spare time?
I actually am on the National Junior Wildwater Kayaking Team.
Very cool.
And then also I do math competitions.
And I understand you're a big fan of the TV show Glee, is that right?
Yes, I love Glee. I watch it all the time.
Like many kids your age, Jack, I would imagine.
Jack, the Rocky Horror episode was the best. We all know that. But back to pancreatic cancer. But Jack, look, you got $75,000 for winning this contest. That's fantastic. These kinds of medical devices, pharmaceuticals, are big money. You know that. Now, you're patent pending. Have you given any thought to how you're going to deal with device manufacturers, the big boys in the medical industry, if this thing is going to get sold?
Well, actually, I was just out in Silicon Valley yesterday, and I was talking with a bunch of the entrepreneurs out there at Singularity University. And what they were saying is that I should probably get a business lawyer. So who knew that those existed? But I only thought there were, like, lawyers and then patent lawyers. So now there's business lawyers.
Yeah. Guess what? They do exist. And you're about to meet a lot of them, I think. There's lawyers for just about everything. So you emailed a bunch of scientists to get in on some labs. But can you help me understand a little bit how you got the notion of these carbon tubules that you layered onto paper in the first place? At what point did you say, you know what? Somebody needs to take these tubules to detect cancer biomarkers and get them on a piece of paper. I think I'm going to try to do it. Where did that idea come from?
Well, actually, I've always been interested in carbon nanotubes just because they're these really applicable materials due to their really amazing electrical and thermal properties. So then I was reading this article about them in biology class and some of their properties, and then also we were learning about antibodies at the time, and so I kind of just, like, connected the dots. Hmm.
Jack, where did you get the support from to sort of continue this process? I mean, obviously, you're very well organized, particularly for a 15-year-old boy. Was it your parents, though, who supported you? Was it your teachers at school that supported you?
I would probably say my parents supported me the most. Like, for example, sometimes they would pick me up in the middle of the night after I was doing some testing. So they're definitely supportive, and like when a test wasn't working out, they'd always be there for me. And so they were the biggest help.
And what are your plans for the future? You are what year in high school?
I'm a sophomore.
Only a sophomore. My gosh, you have two more years. And then I'm assuming you'd like to go to college. Do you want to be a scientist? Do you want to work in cancer research?
So I have three more years. And for college, I don't know where I want to go. I don't know if I'm going to go, actually, because there's a lot more options than there used to be. So I'm just talking with a bunch of people and then weighing in all of their opinions and then making the best decision from there.
Tell me a little bit about what you mean, a lot more options than just college.
For example, there's this really cool thing called the Peter Thiel Foundation. And it was set up by this billionaire, Peter Thiel, and it's called the 20 Under 20. Mm-hmm. You have to be under 20 years old, and they basically pay you $100,000 not to go to college and to instead come out to Silicon Valley and pursue your dreams of entrepreneurship and research.
Jack Andreka is a young man with a plan. He's a Maryland high school student who won $75,000 for his advanced test for pancreatic cancer, better, cheaper, faster than anything we'd seen to this point. Thanks for joining us, Jack, and good luck.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.